Arachin chapter 2, Mishnah 3, Ein Poichasin Ma'eshrim Va'achas Tikya B'Migdash. They did not sound less than 21 trumpet blasts in the temple on one day. V'loit Mosifin Al Arbim Ushmoina. And they didn't blast more than 48 trumpet blasts in the temple on one day. So what were the 21? On a normal day, they would blow 3 blasts in the morning when they opened up the temple courtyard gate. And then they would blast another 9 when they offered up the morning tamid, the morning daily sacrifice, and a further 9 when they offered up the afternoon tamid, daily sacrifice. That's 9 plus 9 plus 3 is 21, and that was on a usual day. The most they offered up, the 48, was when during the festival of Sukkot on the Friday, and the reason being they would blow the usual daily 21 at that time. But then when they were doing the Nisuch HaMayim water libation, they would blast another 12. During the Musaf offerings, they would blast another 9. And then on Friday, usually they would blast 3 to tell the people to stop working and to come in from the fields, and another 3 to tell them that Shabbat was now coming in. So if you add all of those up, that will come to 48. Ein pochasin mishnai nevalin, change of topic, they did not play less than 2 harps, v'lo mosifin al shisha, and not more than 6 harps in the temple. So when they used harps, whenever they used harps, they would use 2, somewhere between 2 and 6. It's interesting that some of the Rishonim, including Rashi, say that no reason has been stated for this number. There are other commentaries who explain that it could be like a musical reason, that between 2 and 6, that's when the music that the harps make together sound good. Change of topic. Ein pochasin mishnei chalalin. They did not play less than 2 flutes. V'lo mosifin al shneim asar. Or more than 12. So when they used flutes, they used between 2 and 12. U'bishneim asar yoim b'shana hachalal makalif na mizbeach. And on 12 times, at 12 occasions during the year, they blew the flutes before the altar while they were offering up sacrifices on the altar. They played these flutes, and those 12 times in the year were as follows: B'shchitas Pesach Rishon, when they offered up the Pesach offering on the first, the Pesach offering, it was the day before Pesach. B'shchitas Pesach Sheni, those people who missed the offering up the Pesach offering, as we know, could offer up their Pesach offering on Pesach Sheni. So they would also play the flutes at that time over there. Or B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, in addition, on the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach, they would also play flutes. Or B'Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, on the festival day of Shavuot, they would also play flutes. Or B'Shmonas Yemei HaChag, and the 8 festival days of Sukkot, they would play the flutes. Now, on all these days, they would also cite the full Hallel, the entire Hallel. And that was, so the playing of these flutes was also linked to that, the reciting of the full Hallel. Says the Mishnah, V'loi haya makeh ba'avuv shel nechoshes, these flutes that they played were not bronze pipes, ela ba'avuv shel kanet, they were reed pipes, b'bnei shekola arev, because the reed pipe sound was more pleasant. V'loi haya mechalik ela ba'avuv yechidi, and when they finished off playing the music, they would end off with one pipe playing on its own, b'bnei shu mechalik yafeh, because that was like a pleasant finale to the playing of the pipe. So it must have been very beautiful to have, the music and the singing, etc., and in the temple courtyard during the festivals.